A moose hunter is considering himself lucky to be alive after being attacked by a rabid wolf. Roderick Phillip, age 35, of Kungiganuk, was hunting on the Kuskokwim River when the predator made a surprise visit to his camp. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel has the story.
Phillip's work was done. He and his partners had already bagged a bull moose. They were spending their last night at the camp enjoying a bonfire and relishing in the details of the kill. In the dark of night, Phillip wandered away from camp towards the riverbank. There, he listened to a calf moose calling nearby. He says he was relaxed and at peace.
I didn't even bring my gun, and because I was so close to the tent, I didn't think any animals would come around.
It was the early hours of Thursday, September the 10th. A bright but waning moon provided some light.
On the corner of my eye, I saw something white approach, and no sound, silent. I mean, it just looked like a ghost.
As the object crept towards the bonfire, Phillip could see it was a wolf. His camping partners had their back to it. Phillip yelled to warn them.
As soon as I hollered wolf, that wolf turned towards me, running.
Phillip says he bolted towards the camp where the guns were waiting, but the wolf was on him fast. It lunged at his face, but Phillip jumped back fast enough to avoid what could have been a fatal bite. It wasn't a clean dodge, though, and the wolf found his upper thigh.
One fang bit into my skin and ripped it off.
As Phillip explains what happens next, his stocky arm swings down and then upright like an uppercut. The wolf had made its move. Phillip said now it was his turn.
Soon as it bit me, I grabbed him on the neck and choked it and threw it down on the ground and pinned it down with my shoulder where it wouldn't try and fight me.
Phillip describes the strength of the wolf as incredible. On the ground, the wolf's massive head was on the side of his leg. Phillip struggled to keep its feet off the ground and its claws off his face. The battle was the only thing he was thinking of.
I felt the bite, but there's so much adrenaline going, I didn't even feel any pain. All I did was just concentrate on choking the wolf and pinning it down.
Phillip says he knew one of them would die. He screamed wolf, hoping his hunting buddies would be the deciding factor. Glenn Ivan was one of them. He came running as soon as he heard the yells. As he neared the bank, he saw the two locked together. Ivan thought the fight was already decided.
They were on the ground. I thought the wolf had him, fired him on the neck.
The other hunter, Eric Phillip, had the gun. But in the night, he couldn't see what his younger brother was screaming about.
I squatted down and I hollered, "What?" And then Rod told me, "Wolf." And then I said, "Where?"
I told him, "Right here." Right here.
Eric barely had time to see the wolf under his brother, but Roderick saw the shine of his gun. He popped up and threw the wolf back as hard as he could. Then Eric finished the fight.
He jumped right towards me and passed right by me, and as soon as he jumped off that wolf stood up, and I gave it two shots, and the second shot dropped it.
After taking care of Roderick's leg, the hunters examined the wolf to see if it had any foam on its mouth. They thought that would tell them whether or not it was rabid. But according to Fish and Game veterinarian Kimberly Beckman, that's not a good indicator.
They don't salivate. The most common way that rabies presents is actually the animal will act just kind of very sedate and lose its fear, its natural fear of people, and they might stand there with their mouth hanging open, but they don't, it's almost never that you see any salivating or foaming.
But what the hunters did find was even more surprising.
The mouth was full of porcupine quills. You couldn't even tell if there was a tongue in there. I mean, it was loaded with quills.
The hunters brought the carcass back for testing. The state virology office has confirmed that the wolf did have rabies. Since 1971, this is the 22nd confirmed case of rabies found in a wolf in the state of Alaska. Again, Dr. Beckman.
It's much more common in foxes, and we have a lot more exposures of foxes that, you know, attack dogs in villages.
Philip will have to take rabies vaccinations for the next month, and he says his leg wound is not that serious. He says since the attack, he's been thinking a lot about what could have happened.
We're all at the campfire facing our back towards it. Could have been worse. I mean, could have been a neck bite or a fatal bite, you know. Could have been worse.
Philip says he wanted to keep the fur to show his grandkids in the future, but the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the fur could spread rabies and will be destroyed. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.